Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mann. Woo! And we have our moderator, Tiffany.
Hello, there she is.
All excited to be here, and we're excited you're here. So come on in, tell us where you're from. That lights up your part of the grid, that you are a unique light in the grid. So please shine your light.
Yeah, shine it. We want to see it all the way from, I'm in Oregon. I want to see your light. Yeah, and if you have questions, please go to your comment section on whatever video you're watching and type Tiffany in giant letters. And you guys are getting so fun with how you're putting Tiffany's name in there. So I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
But yes, Goddess Tiffany, Princess and High, we call her the voice from above, all the things. Capital letters, Tiffany. That way she knows that you have a question and we're going to answer your questions live. Last week we talked about what if it's 4 a.m. your time and you can't ask in
Oh,
the
yeah.
live questions, right? So since I'm always competing with Julia over YouTube, I was thinking I'll put a post over there saying, hey, if you watch the Metaphysical Hour, and you want your questions asked, put them down below. I will put a video up, but you have to go to my YouTube page to find it. Just saying.
I support
It's fair. It seems fair, right?
that. It
And then I'll get those questions over to Tiffany.
is.
So, and I do ask that this is only if you're like, can't watch the show or something and you never get to ask your questions live. I don't want to be bombarded with 5,000 questions, but. But I will participate if you guys will play nice and look for the one that says questions for the Metaphysical Hour. It'll be like a 60-second video because that's all it takes. So, and then
True.
post your question and I'll get those to Tiffany on Fridays. And I'll do my best to remember to do that if you guys want to get some questions in.
That's a good solution.
I know, because it was like, well, if we could just post our questions. It's like, no, we stream live in like seven different places. We can't keep those places. But if we all come to one place
Yeah, that will work.
and that would be Tracy Mahan's YouTube page, then we can make that happen. But make sure you're posting it on the post for the Metaphysical Hour, or I'll think you're asking me the question for my other stuff that I content that I put on there. And then I'll be like, get it, why? I don't want to be confused. Don't confuse me.
Oh, goodness.
There's just some days you just don't want to mess with that.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything, oh, you said we're in a Mercury retrograde. Is that correct?
It's in retrograde, so communication can be wonky, electronics can be wonky. One of my friends today was having stuff done. Like had an electrician out and I'm like Mercury. Like so those kind of things will happen. Traffic, people can get grumpy a little easier, a little more agitated because you're frustrated. Some communication's not going right or things aren't matching up. But the other side to that is you'll reminisce, you'll revisit, you will rekindle, you will renew. You know, all the re's fall into that too. So, it's
I
a good
love how she said all the re's fall into that. I love when you say that.
rewind. You might feel like you rewind. You might not feel so good, but I have to tell you, it's bugging me. I think there's something off with my thing. I feel like I'm looking in the wrong direction when I'm looking at you. Does that make sense at all? Like, I think I need to go to my video settings and change something.
I mean, you seem to be fine here. You're
Maybe.
looking fine, my dear.
Hey, this is what I need to
Oh,
change.
there you go. Oh, please don't do that. It's cold here. So it's gonna make me colder.
Okay, I'll leave it alone.
Put a warm sunshine and something warm.
Don't have that. I don't think. Let me see what I have. I'll see.
Hey, those of you in Australia, it's like coming up.
They've got heat. I got
They've
this.
got heat. Please send it this way. Oh, okay, that's electrical.
Looks like
currents.
my head's.
Yes, static electricity.
That's all I got. Everything else is like planets. These are my backgrounds. Gee, I don't even know why I have that one. Interesting. This is one of my favorites, though.
Oh, yeah. It looks very familiar.
So who's actually in this
What are
room?
you doing in my house, Tracy?
That is what we do for entertainment. You just got sucked into it. Your vortex, we pulled you in. Speaking of vortexes, there is rumor that there is vortexes, rumor as in sessions of whatever vortexes opening up all over that we can actually utilize for helping us to clear energy. If you sit and you can feel it counterclockwise, you can clear some energy and then find a new spot to sit and find where it's going clockwise, and that recharges your energy. So if you want to play in the vortexes, look for, do you feel like you're spinning?
I'm picking up on somebody wondering what you mean by if you feel it's like, so how do you feel the vortexes?
Close your eyes and just sit where you're at right now. As long as you're not driving or something, just close your eyes and ask to feel the vortex. And then see, I'm sitting here right now. I'm unwinding. I'm going counterclockwise. Do you feel it when you do that?
I just. You just said feel it, and all of a sudden my body was doing the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm
it's like
kind of
woo.
doing, yeah.
And then we can set intentions to reset that energy too. You might not need to relocate, just set intentions for the vortex to come to you. I mean, we played in vortex in Sedona and they were telling us, you don't have to go anywhere. You're creating the
We
vortex.
create the vortex, yeah.
Yeah.
And something else I just remembered, I don't know if you remember this. This was back early on when Tracy, it wasn't the beginning when we first met, but it was when we got reacquainted and she kept calling. She would send out the bat signal, and anyway, she's like, I'm picking up on you, whatever, we need to talk. And we would just hours, I'm telling you, hours on the phone and just play games. We just kept playing, and one of them was about Stonehenge. Do you remember that? The portal in Stonehenge.
That just gives me chills right now, head to
And so
toe.
we did that. We just visited, we went there energetically, and it was like, well, and I was seeing the portal, and she's like, well, what would happen? I mean, I saw it open because we're
Went
telling
in
a
it.
story about when I was there and what we had done. We had opened the portal, and you're like, oh, well, let's go see it and stuff. And so we did. We visited. I visited. I'm not sure if you were there too, but you might have been.
I feel like I can see it in my head right now. So yeah.
And it was like, you just ask the question of, like, I wonder what happens or something like that. If you or are you able to go in or something like that? And it's like we just go, you know. So it's went in, but I don't remember. It was like everything. I didn't see anything after that point, so that was interesting. But I could feel like, oh yeah, just jump in, just go.
Yeah.
But we
Interesting.
were there, and but we're just playing with it. So that was some of our early. Who
Yeah.
knew it would come to this? My goodness.
Well, the witchcraft I was doing was telling me, no, I'm just kidding. The spell casting I was doing worked well. How many years has it been now?
It's
Yeah.
been.
It's been a lot of years.
Yeah.
Probably 2015, 14, 15. It was right after your mom passed that we were
Yeah.
connecting. So. Yeah, reconnecting.
Yeah, but that would just remind. So it comes all of this, you know, play in it. It's energy. Play in the energy. Have fun.
Have
See
fun.
and ask questions. See, she was asking questions, and I was, well, let's go see. And I would go down that road and help.
Let's just see what comes in. Let's just see. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to do that. So, find your let's go see friend and play in the vortexes. Vortices, is that what they're when they're
Vortices.
one? Yeah.
Vortexes.
Don't listen to me. I'm on autopilot right now, guys.
Yeah, she's had a long day.
Yeah,
Yes.
I'm here. I made it.
You are here. I'm
Thanks to
impressed.
an alarm. No, made
Oh,
it.
goodness.
I have to say, the fish tank in your background. My youngest son brought home he brought home a big tank and he got a fish. And you guys, I don't know if you realize how much you can tune into these things, but anyways, then he's always at his girlfriend's house. So it's like, you brought home this fish. What are you gonna do with it? So I'd go feed it every day, and I'm like, this fish is depressed. Like, it's just one fish in this tank. And I was like, I went to bed just thinking about this poor fish just being all by itself in the tank. So the next day I went and got another fish and put it in the tank, and I put some colorful things in it, like what you got in the background there, and I put a little background screen on it. And all of a sudden, this fish that was kind of hanging out in the corner, not really doing much, is now swimming all over the tank and playing. And I was like, I was feeling it. It's like, even though I know I do these things, it's like, I definitely was picking that up, right? That fish was lonely and sad, and it was hanging out in the corner, I think, because it could see its reflection. And so, anyways, your fish tank is just making me think of that. But
Yeah, and this one just has it has two little tetras in it. I'm getting ready to get more fish. I had to kind of rework the tank, and you have to let it go through its it, they have their whole zones and everything, so you have to let them go through their cycles and make sure they're okay and they're ready to take on more fish. Otherwise it can shock a fish if it's not ready and stuff, but it's ready now. And so next week I should have fish, more fish in there. Fish that you can see, these two, they stay at the top. I have a catfish that stays at the bottom and kind of hides. But yeah, with more fish, I think there will be, yeah, more activity. I agree with you.
Playfulness. Yeah, so I was really excited to see that, and I've been going in and checking on them, and they're little buddies. They're just staying together now, and it's like, see, I knew he needed a friend, but it's just my advice to you guys: trust these things when you're feeling them and sensing them. I was even talking today about plants. Plants will talk to you and let you know, like,
Well, they
water,
do.
yeah,
They
water
do, yeah.
me, feed me, do something,
Oh
yeah.
yeah. Oh God, they'll yell at you if you have them and stuff. But you're talking about this, and this is reminding me of a trip. It was a class that we did in, or I did with Marilyn. We were doing did a level two, and I think a companion class up in Vancouver. This was several years ago, and so when we were doing life classes still, so it'd been quite a few years ago. And part of after the class or anything, we went to an aquarium that was there. It was a sea, it was they would bring in, because it's right on the ocean, and so they would bring in fish or creatures from the ocean. So they weren't like they're transporting, they were actually from that ocean, and they would keep them in there for a while, and then they would cycle them back, they would let them go back and stuff. I didn't know, I learned this through what I'm about to tell you as to what they do. So it's like, okay, so they're not just captivity all the time. So, and they had an octopus in there. They had a great big moray eel. They had starfish. It was really fun. It was like really, really cool. But what you're talking about, the moray eel, because I'm just going around and I'm, just tapping in. I mean, it's what you do in these. You're connecting with these beings, right? Anyway, the eel had a. It was like a house that it would, they always are in something and they just kind of tick, poke their nose out, right? That's what the eels have. Or they're in a rock cluster, they're in something where they're hiding. And this one was doing that, but then as I walked by, he came further out. He's out there and it's like he's trying to get my attention. And so I'm talking to him. I'm just kind of, I'm not, I'm talking, but then you're it's kind of more than that. And I was getting sensing something. It's like he was telling me how he was lonely and stuff like that, and he was wanting he was how was it I got he was lonely. That's what I was getting. So it's the same thing. He was very, very lonely, and there was more than that, but it's weird that I can't get that right now. But it was so much so it was like he wanted me to let the people that were in charge to know about a situation. And so I went to them and I'm like, okay, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but that eel is talking to me and he's telling me he's very lonely and he wants to go back. And he doesn't, he's not happy here or something like that. And they said, Oh, that's probably right. He's at the age. Oh, it's something about a girlfriend. Yeah, maybe it was that. He was like, I was feeling this interesting thing there. And they said, oh yeah, he's at that age. He's probably ready for a girlfriend. That's what it was. And it's okay. We're going to be letting him out soon. He's ready to be cycled back out. And so we'll be letting him go. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I went back over and I told him this. I'm
Oh.
talking to him and I'm like, hey, they tell me that you're going to be going back out and it's okay. I'm not your girlfriend. You're going to find a girlfriend because he was just like,
Yeah.
So, and it was so funny because right after I had that discussion with him, he went back into his little thing and he coiled up and he went to sleep.
Yeah, it's fascinating what we can do, isn't it? And when we realize we're all connected and
Yeah, the octopus was another one. It was really cool. There was several people. There was like, anyway, it was on the other side of this was like a great big tank. It would have to be for an octopus, right? And it was see-through on all sides. And I was on this side, it was on the other side, and it was up at the top. And there were a couple other girls over there, we're all watching him and everything. And he comes over to where we are and he starts, we put our hands on the glass. We're just like that. And he comes and they put his arms up against the glass where our hands were. It was like he was matching it. And he ended up putting his whole underbody against our hands. And
That's
then
pretty
he
cool.
also went off and went to sleep after that. He just went to his peaceful place. It was so cool.
Well, we always hear about how smart the octopus are, and it kind of makes you sad when you're seeing people serve them up for dinner. It's like,
Oh yeah,
supposed to be really intelligent animals. What are we doing? Oh, yeah. But it's part of being human, I guess.
is, but it is, but that's is this is what's fun is learning. Like you said, all the consciousness and the connections and there's so much more to it. And like the plants, talk to the trees, talk to the plants, talk, they will talk back. They will tell you what's going on.
Absolutely. It's interesting, and that was kind of a neat experience with the fish and getting him as a little friend, and now seeing him play and buzz around the tank. And when I got up this morning and turned the light on, they were kind of just hanging out in the same area in their little sleep mode, and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not much of a fish person normally, but back in the day, we had a couple of little Kool-Aid fish, and if you'd put your finger right at the top, they'd come up and just rub their little, nibble on you and whatever. And that was kind of fun. I felt like we could pet the little Kool-Aid fish. And I was like, I didn't know that fish were so social with people, and that surprised me. But typically, I don't normally have fish. So we'll see how that goes. That'll be a new experience for me.
Very
So
cool.
maybe I'll end up with the giant koi pond in the backyard as these guys get
Maybe.
bigger and we can move them into a new environment.
Well, what kind of, well, that's another, we'll talk about that privately. I'm like, what kind of fish? Wait a minute.
They're koi. He bought them to
Oh, they
grow.
are koi. Okay. Then they can handle it. Okay. I'm like, not all fish can do that.
That was his intention, is that he wanted to get koi fish to put a pond out. And I'm like, you're doing that where? So, in my backyard. We'll see if it ever happens, but yeah, we'll make sure they're taken care of. I went and researched him so that, because he keeps, he left them here, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with these, so I was looking up how to take care of them, and yeah. So, shall we go to
I
the
think we should.
beautiful Tiffany in the sky and see where everybody's from?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We have Tennessee, Nebraska, California, Wisconsin, Florida, another California, New Zealand, Washington, Virginia, New Mexico, Georgia,
Goodness.
Illinois, London, Virginia, North Carolina, New York. Oh, another Georgia,
Feel like we both need
California,
to be doing this.
Oregon,
There's Oregon.
Nevada, Montreal, Chile, Florida. It's also chili in Texas. I feel you. Missouri.
That's getting close.
Getting closer, yeah.
Let's see. Another
Everywhere.
Wisconsin, California. We got several California.
Cool.
Very nice.
Several Florida, Austria,
Austria. Wow.
Pennsylvania.
You're everywhere, guys. Everywhere. This is so cool.
I know, I love
Thank you
it.
for shining your lights.
Love it.
Minnesota and Indiana. I haven't said those. Had to throw them in there.
Okay, thank you. We don't want anybody
Did
missed. Oh,
you get the Yukon? I saw that pop up and I was like, that's cool.
don't
What?
know.
We're everywhere.
New Jersey. How about that? Colorado. We didn't have Colorado.
Right.
Australia, Philippines,
Ooh.
Yukon. Now I'm
Okay.
Yukon.
There it
Scotland.
is. Scotland. There's Tiffany's dream
But
place.
Ireland.
Ooh.
Love it.
Very cool. Thank you all for
Now,
being here. And yes, that is so
everywhere.
wonderful.
Now we're going to go back to the YouTube battle. So Julia and I like to see who's going to get more people viewing from their YouTube, and I've been the underdog, you guys. So could you guys could you guys all just kind of flood over to my YouTube channel? Show me some love. Watch it from there. And hello to everybody on Facebook as well. I posted a few posts this week to try to encourage you guys to, help you remember that we're here on Friday nights.
We are here.
Yeah. So I'm going to see if that worked. Then if we
I
say anything brilliant in this episode, I'll do it again. I'll trim it up and post it and encourage you guys to come see us on Friday nights. Because why am I doing that? What is my motive? Well,
is
if we can get 1 million live viewers, Tiffany
Yeah.
will turn on her camera. So
You
I'm
do want
not.
that to happen, right?
We can get this to happen. We can do anything.
Yes.
Anything is possible. So tell your friends, tell them to tell their friends, You guys got kids. Tell the kids, put it on their devices. Get it going. Get the show going. They don't need to actually be listening, although they will because it's going to be good. But all right, I may be plotting a little, but we'll see what happens.
Never know.
Oh, you'll know. You'll know if I beat Julia this time. I'll be announcing it next Friday. Competition is good. Yeah. Anyway, don't be feeling sorry for her. She wins every week. She's popular. I got to boost my ego up a little bit, you guys. Is this working? Think that was a fake violin. Huh. Anyway, all right. Are we ready for some
I think
questions?
so. Yeah. Did we have something we were carrying over again last week, or did we finish last week? I think we may have finished. It was that one from the week before that we did last week. And then just making sure. Okay. So you guys
She
don't remember it.
unmuted
Yeah.
and then
Yeah.
muted again. So if you
Okay.
guys, I'm just doing the play by play because you can't see what we see.
We're ready for questions.
I'm gonna say, yeah, we dealt with them all because I deleted them. So,
It's probably so.
yeah. Okay, so. Question for High Priestess of the Fairies, Tiffany. But really, I'm going to divert the question to you all.
Oh.
Do our pets run parallel lives?
What do our pets run parallel lives?
I'm assuming that's like how we have parallel lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We need more clarification. But yeah, if you just the way you said that, if just like if it's like the way we have parallel lives, I'm going to say yes. You
Yeah.
know, these are beings, these are souls having experiences. And so we're all having these experiences on all these different parallel dimensions.
Yeah, I would say why the heck not? In fact, our soul might be having aspects of itself playing out, animals and pets and air and water and
Let
trees.
me, how do you think we
It's
know
all
what the
there.
animal is thinking? Tracy was entertaining her fish self.
Yeah. I'm sad. Okay, here, let me throw you a bunch more fish. Yeah. And get you a friend. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say my opinion, yes.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, now here's something about our pets to see if you notice this, or maybe I hadn't noticed this before. My dog Rocket, he's different to me than any other dog I've ever had. And maybe it's as I grow, I don't know, but he really comes to me as a being. I mean, he's his own being, and but it was so funny when I first got him because he was like 6 months old. And he still does this to some degree, but he would do things like he would act like he didn't know how to handle this body. And it was like when he spent, and sometimes when he goes to sleep, he's really deep asleep. And then he comes out and it's like he's, in this like, I don't know where I am. And he's kind of scared because he's, I don't know where I am. And I'm like, so I talked to him like, okay, where did you go? Did you go see another one? What were you before? What were you? I just talked to him as a being. And a lot of times that calms him down too. Just like, oh yeah. I said, well, that was a dream. This is a, just talk to him like a child and he responds very well. But have you, but the thing about the body, when he was younger, it was like he was really trying to understand this body. Now he's more comfortable with it. He's okay. But at first it was like, and I could think, I wonder what it's like, when you're going into these different body types. We see it with our sessions, we feel it. And it's like, well, we just take it on. We're in that body. We're not really going, oh my God, I have my toes are different. We function with it. We just do it, or I don't have any toes, I'm swimming, or something. We work with it. But anyway, this is a great way to get into your animals, into their heads, their pets' heads. Let's try to.
I
There's
like it.
more going on there.
Yeah, you can do it. Okay. All right. Are we ready for the next one? I'm trying to think up something really cool to say about Tiffany and the Greatest on High. Singing it to the tops of the mountains, through the valleys. Tiffany, do we have another question?
We sure do. This is from Sonia. There seems to be more mediums and activity on Facebook now. Do you think there's a reason?
Yeah, it's the Great Awakening. We're all starting to realize we can do this stuff. It is exciting when you get that figured out, and more and more people are discovering their gifts and, trying to step out of their day jobs and into something else is what I'm guessing they're doing on social media. So, they're just, yeah, I think that's a big reason why is, we're in the awakening. People are connecting to these things now. So,
I'm sensing, and there's more to it though. I mean, there's more you, I want you to say. There's more to say about
okay.
that.
Always willing. Why not? Let's see what else comes up.
Well, it's there's another part to that. Okay, there's a lot of people waking up, and absolutely, everybody has these abilities. Everybody has abilities coming in. Everybody has abilities.
The thing that's coming in for me is to teach us discernment.
Bingo. That was it.
Yeah. What do we mean by that? Julia and I talk about it all the time. Please use discernment when you're talking to a psychic, a channeler, anybody that's putting out information. Especially people that put dates out. I'm like, those ones I always hold caution because we're not supposed to know dates. And
Yeah.
it makes sense to me because it's about energy. This is going to happen when the energy reaches this level, not, oh, this is going to happen on December 19th at 2 p.m. It doesn't work like that. It's when energy becomes the match to the thing. So nobody really knows when that's going to happen. It's
Yeah, it's like
not
certain
very
events coming
predictable.
together to cause this. So it's like it's relying on other things.
So use discernment with that too. Like, does that resonate for you? If it does, hold on to it. If it doesn't, let it go. But if you go to a psychic or a palm reader or somebody, and they're telling you some stuff, if it's fear-based, get up and walk away. That's what I'm going to tell you. Get up and walk away. If they're telling you something that makes you and put you in fear in any way, their source is not a high frequency source. Get up and walk away. That was my mentor told me that years and years ago, and I hold strong to that myself. If you're sitting down with somebody that's trying to scare you, especially if it's like, but I can get rid of that curse for you if you just come back to me and we'll do all these things, run faster from that one. So, yeah, you are the most powerful thing you will ever meet. You can do all of this by yourself. Having somebody tune into you is fun, but use your discernment. If it doesn't fit, don't take it. If you don't like it, don't take it. One of the best things about a psychic reading, because I offer those too, is once you look at it, it changes it. It's impossible for it not to. It's scientifically proven that once you look at something, it changes because now you added a new element of looking at it. And so when you sit down with somebody that's telling you this is coming in your future, now you have choices because you're like, oh, well, I don't want that to happen. So you make different choices or your energy shifts and you attract something different. And then you're like, that psychic didn't know what they were talking about. That never happened. And that's probably the best psychic you'll ever go to because they helped you shift and change out of what frequency was drawing that to you. The other thing that can happen is they can project their stuff onto your readings. So again, if it doesn't feel like it's yours, don't take it. And they're not doing it on purpose. Most people are they have good intentions when they're doing that. It's just the way it is for energy, right?
We are energy, but that was the biggest thing, is just be aware that, anything that they're getting, it's coming through their conscious mind filters, and that's their belief system. And so just be aware. Yeah, if it doesn't feel right, don't take it.
Yeah, we're all
Yeah,
learning
very
how to
good.
do this. We're kind of baby stepping into all of us having these psychic abilities and using our filters to bring in the information. So
Yeah, learning
it's
how to work
exciting,
with
but
it.
it can we're yeah we could trip and fall a few times. So just stay out of
Yeah.
ego. Stay out of ego if you're doing it, and be there for your client
Absolutely.
or your person.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the big thing, is because, I want you to know everybody is coming into it. There was, some people waking up, it's like, oh my gosh, they get this thing, I'm the only one, and this, I'm special, and I'm all this. And it's like, we're all special. We all have this stuff happening.
Yeah.
Nobody is more special than anybody else. But sometimes that's where the ego is coming in. It's like, oh, look at me. Look what I
Yeah.
can do. And just recognize that those are some of the baby steps. Those are some of the beginning baby steps that I feel
Yeah.
like some egos need to go through that.
Yeah.
It's
It's
like,
new to you. It's exciting.
yeah.
You probably don't have friends that do that, so it's an exciting thing, but it is, everybody has this ability. And when people would ask me, well, what clair do you use? And it's like, all of them. Are you a clairvoyant or clairaudient, clairsentient? We all are. You're all of it. You're the empath. You're all knowing. You are all hearing, all seeing. You can do it all. Just invite it to come in. So, yeah, good question.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, liked it. All right. Most beautiful, sparkly Tiffany on high. What is it that you have for us in the genie bottle of questions today?
Well, first, I want to say that someone from Banks, Oregon is in the chat. So,
You have names?
yes. Do you need me to list name?
Think we should do a shout out to the first name at least.
Alice.
Alice, it's good to see you. Well, I'm not seeing you, but hi, Alice. I'm gonna share a little bit about Alice. She loves Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Like, she loves to play, and that's what I love about Alice. Yeah. One
Cool.
of the many things I love about Alice. So that's good. And for those of you that don't know, that's my hometown that she just was from. To clear that up for you guys, Banks is where I live. So, and it's not a huge town. So when somebody's stating they're from Banks, it's like, I probably know them.
Probably saw them today.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, right. Bumped into him at the grocery store. So, yeah. Yeah, very fun. Okay, what else we got, darling?
Okay, question. Miss Tiffany, the ultimate question reader. What do we know about seizure disorders? I only have them in my sleep. I do have multiple TBIs and was a heat casualty in the military.
Okay. Seizures is just too much energy. That's we are energy conductors and we have it coming into us. It's when this is what I saw when someone was having like seizures. They wanted me to tap in and just see what was going on and or just whatever I was getting. And what I got was that, usually our energy comes in, it's like a funnel, it comes in like that. And on this person, and what it was showing me is anybody that has the situation, what it is, it's like it's coming like this, like they were showing me like on Star Trek when they would beam them up off
Oh,
the ship,
yeah.
and they had the energy portal would come out around them. And then when that's what they said it's like it's all around them. It's not coming in a directed fashion the way it's supposed to. It's just all of it. And what happened was these people. When they came in, they knew they were here to carry the energy and to bring the energy in. So they're like, just bring it on, give it to me. I just want to do everything I can. And so that's why the energy is coming in a greater way. It's like, that's what you asked for. The thing is we don't know, how the body's going to handle it. Sometimes it's too much at that time for the body to handle it. It needs to come on a little more gradually. So, like what for this person, what they said was, well, just turn, you can ask them to turn it down. You can turn down the energy and how it comes in. And on that person, they said, just look at it as a dial, like you're turning a dial down. You can just ask for it to be turned down. I mean, it's really your intent that's doing it. And what will happen is that will turn it. You can go all the way down or you can go some down, whatever. And on that person, they said, okay, take it down. And then after they, get to adjust to it, then they can gradually bring it back up and you adapt to it as it's coming up. Because you came here, that was your intent, was to carry the energy and bring in the energy, but it's affecting you physically. So that's where you want to adjust it. Okay, so just ask the others, ask your guidance team to turn it down. You have all the control.
I like it. I like that visual of the dial. Like everybody do that right now on something they just want to turn down. So yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting you're saying it only happens at night. So that could be whatever you're doing at night
Yeah,
is.
that was my thought, is you're probably out of body doing something and it's really generating a lot of energy. Your physical body's helping disperse it.
Right. Exactly.
Interesting. We're very interesting beings.
We are.
All right. Do you want to come up with the next fancy name for
Ding
Tiffany?
dong.
I feel like that's cheating. I
Such love from my mother.
think she
I
called you
am
a
beckoning
bulldog.
you.
Did she call you
Wow.
a
Next is going to be snaps.
Oh, my. We would never do that to you. No, it would be.
But we used to do that, right? In the beginning, we would
Oh
ding
yeah,
dong.
ding dong. Yep.
I'm just reminiscing.
I tried
I'm
to get the little
agreeing.
bells that we could ring, but it wouldn't come through the microphone. So,
I'm doing one of the rees.
yeah, she's revisiting the ding dong.
Yes.
Excuses, excuses.
That's.
This question, I believe it's from the same person that asked a similar question before, a couple of shows before. But why are there repeating figures throughout mythology? Do all myths stem from one set of deities?
I don't know that that was asked before.
No. They
No,
asked
it's
about
the
the
Trinity.
Trinity. Yep.
Yeah, last
Oh,
time.
the Trinity. Okay. Okay, ask it again. Because I was stuck on the other thought.
Why are there repeating figures throughout mythology? Do all myths stem from one set of deities?
I'm trying to understand the
So another
repeating patterns of
mythology.
mythologies because I don't
The repeating figures.
repeating figures. Yeah, I don't, unless it's like that figure in different, is that what you mean? Like in different,
I would think like you have in Hindu culture, you have all the different deities that are there, but then you may have somebody that's representative of Jesus in the Christian culture, which is also representative of, what is it, Muhammad in a different culture, you know, stuff like that. I probably stated that wrong. Sorry.
That's kind of making me think of like when you see Saint Germain and then Jesus and I forget what the other one is, and that supposedly they're all reincarnations of like what we know as Jesus. So yeah, I think there probably is a theme with that where, you know, we're all doing this where we've come here to help evolve. And one of the QHHT sessions that I had went back to the time of Jesus and was showing us that the evolution to what we're doing now started then, you know, and we've been in many
Oh,
lifetimes
absolutely.
building and building it up and evolving. And what we feel like looking at that would be like, man, that's thousands of years. But in eternity, that's like nothing, you know, and it's something for us to do and work at and achieve and learn and grow and, you know. So I would think that, yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Right. I keep thinking about some things they took at the different religions or different, what, you know, all the different philosophies, the different stories in different countries and things. And they do have similar threats, you know, like they all have a flood that happened. They all have some of these different things. So it could be that this is their rendition done in their way, you know, it's the same. It could be, it happened, but then they somewhere back there, remember, these are all stories that they tell, and it's gone down by word of mouth up until they could get it, you know, on paper. So it could be it was one thing that happened, and then each of these are saying it in their way with their people, their deities, their, you know, it's their representation of it or something. I don't, it's, yeah, it's a universal. It's coming to, it's all universal. It's interesting that we get very similar stories. You know, they represent things.
I
Yeah,
mean,
that's
there's
interesting.
probably not a way for us to know the truth, you know, an answer to that, but we can all speculate together. It's like, yeah, it's logical.
And that would have been something like mom always loved those kind of, that was her interest for things like that. And she loved mythology. So, in fact, she may have, I mean, read some of the read Convoluted Universe One. Because when she first got into all that, where she was accessing all this information, that's what she wanted. She's like, I want to know everything, you know? And so she started going into these things as like whatever she had ever questioned, then she was
For some
asking.
reason, you know, you said mom, and it keeps hitting me that we need to say Dolores Cannon. So, for those of you that maybe just stumbled upon this show because, you know, I've been posting about it all week, we're talking about Dolores Cannon in the Convoluted Universe series. So.
And so there may be something there, but definitely it would show you how, where I'm coming from with what I'm trying to say is, because there is something in there, because I know she was asking about myths and mythology and things. She was like, is there any truth there? And I remember them saying, yes, there absolutely is truth. You
Oh,
know, it does
chills.
go back to a true story.
Yeah,
So
wow. Wow. My
yeah.
head's a little right now.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, we just never stop getting exciting information and learning and expanding. And it's like, why not? Why not? What if? So, yeah. Right,
Exactly.
Tiffany, tickle our minds with another one.
Well, and then to add on, yeah, people were kind of saying like the difference between Greek mythology or Roman mythology. So you have like the god of war named whatever, but you also have another god of war named whatever. But
Yeah, they're naming them different things, but they're the same thing. It's representative of the same thing. And that's what I mean. There's that thread that keeps going through there. Yeah.
Sorry, we even kept
Yeah.
behind the scenes. They're chatting in here too.
Yep,
We're all
Aries.
reading it going,
Yes. But you do, you have all these different beings that are reflective in the different cultures and the different.
How fun. I mean, we love these little mind teasers and
Well,
that's something to think
that
about.
to me that validates it because that means something happened back there. Everybody just has their rendition of the story.
Yeah. Cool. All right. By the way, I do have the questions popping up on my screen over here, and I just have to say I love you guys for the way you are participating in the Holy Tiffany from above comments and the way you're adding your own twist to it. Thank you. Makes my day.
Yeah, see, they're making up for me.
Yeah, ding dong.
Not quite sure that's how it works. I will hold this against your Christmas present.
Oh,
So Diane says, "Dear Tiffany from the heavens, does the dial theory apply to someone with Tourette's as well, like it does with someone that gets seizures?"
Yeah, well, and see, here you're going with a medical. What are the symptoms of Tourette's? That's if it's seizures. See, it's energy. It's too much energy coming in. And Tourette's could very well be the very same thing. And if it is, yes, the dial works for that.
Yeah.
Just ask what it is. But that's where I just picked up on that. My whole body was shaking at that point. I was like, it was like the first time that ever happened to me. And that was weird. And I was like, what the heck? And and I'm like, well, this is what I'm feeling. Oh my gosh. It's like I was feeling what she was feeling. And this was a I was talking to the daughter, the person that was we're talking about wasn't even there. And she was just talking to me about, and I'm picking up on her from the daughter. And I'm feeling all this. And I was like, oh my gosh, too much energy, and they're like, yeah. So that was good. I could feel it, so I knew what had to be done. It's like just turn it down. Then I didn't hear anything. I mean, I was just like, well, this is what I get, and that's and then she went on. And you know how it is, we don't ever hear anything and stuff. And it was, gosh, it was months, 6, 8 months later, something. And for some this one day, I'm like, I wonder whatever happened. She popped in my mind. I wonder what happened with that? The very next day, always, I get an email from the daughter. She's like, oh, I never told you what happened. So,
Wow.
yeah, she's like, I want you to know it went exactly as you said. My mother's off of all the medications now. She's not on anything seizure, and it's all beautiful. And it's like, phew, there we go. See? And that was stuff for me building my trust because that was early on when I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. But when that kind of stuff happens, it's like you can't even make that stuff up. It's like, no, there's something there, that something's happening there. So, yeah. So it is good to ask the questions. Why is this symptom here? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
What did your soul want to get from that experience? What is
Exactly.
it teaching you? And then you can play with that healing aspect or, oh, that's showing me I'm doing this energy work. Sometimes we ask, and I've touched on this before, we ask for these symptoms so that we know we're doing something.
Yes.
We're sitting there going, I want some sort of sign that I'm helping in the planet. And the universe goes, oh, okay, well, I'll make your whole body twitch. It's like
Yeah.
sometimes they don't think of a gentle way. They'll
And
come in.
then later they're like, why did
Yeah, because you asked. I'm guilty of that, you guys. I am guilty of that. I'm like, why is this happening? Because you asked. When did I ask? When you wanted to have evidence that something was happening. Oh, can we not do that anymore?
I'm good now.
I trust. I'm trusting. Yeah, so.
Yeah, remember that you asked because it was they'll keep doing it until you unask. Until
Yeah,
you
so.
ask for it to change.
Very true. Very true. Where are we at? I think we have time for one more.
more.
This beautiful girl from the sky with all the beautiful questions.
I think it's time for you to do your rollout.
Is that the
I don't have a question. I don't have a question. You
Oh,
don't have a
okay.
question? Unless you want me to come up with one.
Oh, we answered all the questions?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
High five.
Look at us.
Or
Wow.
this way. I'm not sure which way it shows up
Okay.
for everybody. Okay.
We have 4 minutes.
Well,
Okay.
we can talk about Iceland really quick and then
We can. Let's do
all
that.
the things. So, Julia, Tiffany, Trina, myself, we're going to be on a cruise through Iceland. We're doing a 3-day workshop on there, as long as and it's a 10-day cruise. With the 3 days at sea, we are going to be doing workshops and playing. We'll have our evenings and all kinds of stuff. So it's a 10-day cruise through Iceland and Greenland. And if you want to know more about it, I got pictures and things on my website. So go to tracymahan.com, TracyMahan.com, and go to the Iceland cruise, and you'll be able to find some pictures, some itinerary with it. Trina's got the information. Our deadline for our special price is coming up, so if you are interested, please check that out now. What an amazing Christmas present that would be, don't you
Oh my
think?
gosh, absolutely. And what's coming to me is like, these are always, they're not in stone of how they're operated, what we're going to be doing. It's relying on you. We are always doing everything guided, and we just shift and adjust and everything as to the group. So whoever's there, that's, we are working with you, and we'll be playing with you. So,
Absolutely.
all of it's, you're the one determining what will be happening.
Yeah. And in case I didn't mention, that's June of next year,
Oh yeah, good
at the
point.
20th
20th to the
and
30th.
30th. Yeah. So June of 2025, we're going to be doing that. And like I said, there's a cutoff for the special prices being offered. So please check that out. And I have contact information for Trina. She'd be the one to do that. That's all on my website. Now, the QHHT retreat. All right, say
Yes.
QHHT, but really it's just a retreat for everybody.
Yeah, like-minded individuals that just love to get together and do this, just be, if you're wanting to find other people that believe like you,
Yeah.
treat, any of these events that we put on, or that we go to, these are the places to be. And we're doing our retreat next year in May, Memorial Weekend in Asheville, North Carolina. Very,
Yeah,
very excited about
fantastic.
this. Yeah, it's so fun. They need, no, they're saying, don't say that. Okay, so
Okay.
don't say. They want to share themselves with us. Okay, cool. Because it was, it's like, I want us, I feel like we need, we need to take our healing energy there and let's go there and everything. And it's like, that's, they don't want to be represented as needy. That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to
So.
go there and elevate. We're
Yeah,
all
we're
elevating.
all going to do it together.
Yeah. And the itineraries on QHHTofficial.com. Go check it out. There's going to be lots of really cool things, sound healing and
Ecstatic dance.
miracles. Right. We're doing the Skywatch on, right? There's a
We're yeah, we're
Skywatch
yeah.
team, all kinds
We're
of
still
things.
working on a lot of it, but yeah, that's our intent.
Yeah, so it's going to be cool. Whatever it ends up landing on, it's
Absolutely.
going to be cool. Anyone that's ever been will tell you, go, go, go. And yeah, it's fun. Those are trips of a lifetime. You'll remember them forever. If you want to become a practitioner or find a practitioner or practitioner, what do I want to call them? Companion classes, all those things. And if you are a level one or two, I highly, 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 highly recommend the companion class. One of the things I have the honor of doing is teaching the level three classes, and I'll tell you what, the ones who have taken the companion classes do really well. So, how's that for incentive? Check those out. They're going on all over the planet.
All over the world.
Yeah, so go to the website, check that out, and you get to do those in person. They're a lot of fun. You get to meet some like-minded people and go do that.
You practice with sessions.
What do you want to tell them about the QHHT practitioner courses? Is there anything about that right now?
No. How about you tell them your coupon code? So
Coupon
that
code. So if you want to sign up to become a practitioner, put in the magic is real, all is one word, in the coupon box, and you'll get 10% off of that price. And come join the family, right? Come be
Absolutely. We'd
part of
love
the
to have
family.
you. If this is something that resonates with you, to help other people to get the answers to their questions, because that's what you're doing with QHHT. Yes.
And
And
then
then.
if I wanted to look up a symptom that I'm having, I would probably go to this book right here by Julia Cannon. I would just go and look through that and find my symptom. Look at that.
Yeah, understand how your body's talking to you. What these things are meaning? What are the messages that it's trying to say? And go, you can get that information there on the course. I created a course that goes with the expands on the book. You can get the book at Amazon or at ozarkmt.com, and then the course at juliacannon.com. I think we covered
Perfect.
it all. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Tiffany, do you have any announcements? I think we still have a minute. So,
Yeah.
so.
How are the fur babies?
They are laying on me, wanting attention. Thank you for asking.
That
That's all you had for the update? Okay. Well, everybody, thank you for being here. I
Yes.
hope you all were watching this from my YouTube channel. And I think that's all we have for you guys. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you next Friday.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time. Love
And
you
I'm
all.
going to try to remember to post on my YouTube page for you that can't make it live and you want to ask your questions, go to my YouTube channel. Seriously, I'm not just promoting it now. Go to the YouTube channel. I'll post a little video there for you to ask your questions, and we'll get you taken care of. And see if we can get some of the questions for those of you who can't make it to the live. Okay. All right, you guys, until next
Bye. Love you.